Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Attract people to your country through films. Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and today is February the 17th. Yesterday, we started an article about Hollywood and about Hollywood going abroad for filming because they want to save cost. And we talked about a TV series called The White Lotus that had filmed in Thailand. And because the sets, the locations were so beautiful, it sparked a boom, a travel boom of many tourists, foreign tourists, wanting to go to Thailand because of this TV series. And then at the end of the article, we talked about different countries that are trying to attract Hollywood to film there. And we had many. At the end of yesterday, we talked about Canada, Australia, and the UK. They were all offering incentives, and now many other countries around the world are offering financial incentives for them to come. And I promised I would share about Canada. But before that, I'd like to welcome Peter to the program.
Hello, Rebecca. Hi, everyone. Good to be here.
Peter, it's great to have you on the program. And I just wanted to say, go back to my college days just for a minute or two to reminisce about my days in Canada.
Sure.
And I went to university in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. And our university was a great place to film. There were many, many TV productions that Hollywood productions that were filmed at our university, including some of the movies that we all know. Now, I can't remember all of them on the top of my head, but there were TV series like The X-Files,
right.
X-Men. They were all filmed in Vancouver because Vancouver was one of the first places to offer financial incentives for Hollywood to come. And in Canada, both Vancouver and Toronto have a booming movie industry, and we call that Hollywood North because we're north of Hollywood, right? Canada is to the north. So for years, like when I was going to college, for example, I just walk around campus, and then you would often see some film crew trying to film something.
Wow.
And they would, they would barricade that area or they would just block it off. You're not supposed to go through that area because they're filming. So reading about that was interesting. It took me back to university for just a second.
Nice.
And now, of course, you're going to ask me, did I see any famous A-list stars? No, I did not see them in person.
You didn't meet Agent Mulder and Scully?
No, I didn't. But I knew they walked around campus. It was just not at the time. We just never bumped into each other. Yeah, but that has been happening, a trend in the filmmaking industry. And these countries, at the end of yesterday, we were saying they offer some financial incentives for the movie studios to go there to film. And we kind of ran out of time. So I want to go back and talk about it. There's different ways, like you can provide grants. And a grant is usually just an amount of money given by the government, and it's to a group or to a person for a special purpose. And a lot of times, perhaps you get a grant, for example, in the arts. You make a movie or a film that the government wants to sponsor, they can give you a grant. So it's a way the government gives you money for a special purpose. And then we have tax rebate. And what is a rebate?
Yeah, rebate is money that is paid back to you after you've already paid for something. And usually it means something you paid too much for, like taxes or rent. If a court finds that your landlord overcharged you on rent, then you would get a rebate. You would get some of the money back that you shouldn't have paid in the first place. In this case, it's not necessarily perhaps money that has already been paid by the studios, although I suppose it could just as easily be that. And then they say, okay, you spend $1 million to film here, and when you're done filming, we'll give you $200,000 of it back. So it can kind of work to ensure that they do, in fact, spend that money in your country filming their show, and then you give them some of the money back on the other side of that instead of upfront.
Right. And then we can also have cash back. And cash back is just, they just give you some cash back.
Yeah.
That's very simple, cash back. And let's get into our first reading now. And we'll talk about how Thailand has used some financial incentives to attract productions like The White Lotus. Let's get into our first reading.
Thailand's rebate program began in 2017. Udom Matsaya Wanigan, director of the Thailand Film Office, which is part of the tourism ministry, said that as competition to lure foreign productions has stiffened, Thailand has had to sweeten its offers to keep up. The Thailand Film Office estimates that every dollar of foreign film investment generates $2.80 in economic activity. The government hopes the attention will help it reach its goal of attracting a record 40 million tourists next year. There are risks. After the 2000 release of the film The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, as many as 8,000 tourists a day made the pilgrimage to the tiny islands of Koh Phi Phi, where it was filmed. They crowded Maya Bay with boats, driving away marine life and destroying coral reefs. The beach was a lesson for Thailand, Matsaya Wanigun said. The National Parks Department has been mindful of this issue.
So The White Lotus is not the first TV series that Thailand gave rebates to or financial incentives. So Thailand's rebate program actually began in 2017. And then we have the director of the Thailand Film Office. And this is really interesting. The Film Office is under what ministry?
It's under the Ministry of Tourism.
And that's actually really interesting, right?
Rather like than usually, arts, yeah. Or, tourism.
Yeah, usually we would think that film would be under, like, the arts ministry, right?
Yeah.
The arts and culture ministry.
Exactly.
But you can see that film is very important to tourism if they're putting this office under the tourism ministry.
Yeah.
So the tourism department or tourism ministry. And then competition to lure. If you lure something, it's almost like you're giving cheese so the mouse will come.
Right, right.
It's like
the idea of attracting something in a way that is kind of a little suspicious. Attracting someone to something they might not otherwise be attracted by. To lure someone, like with bait for a fish, you use it as, we call it a lure. And it's basically to get the fish to go after something that they might not otherwise go after so that we can get the hook in.
So now, because there's more countries that are trying to attract or to lure foreign productions, it's got more competitive. And here we have the word stiffened. So this competition has stiffened or become stronger.
Right.
It's become stronger.
More determined.
So Thailand, so it's like, it's basically like dating, right? Suddenly now you have like 10 people wanting to date you. So the people who want to date you, they have to sweeten their offers.
Right. Because other countries, like we read yesterday, have come courting Hollywood, which is another term from dating. When you are trying to attract someone to go out with you, you court them. Usually, traditionally, it's men that court women, but it could go either way. But yeah, the idea of dating here, I think, is sort of a subtext, perhaps.
So Thailand has to sweeten the offers. Instead of giving a bouquet of 5 flowers, you need to give a bouquet of 100 flowers,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you have a chance.
A flower rebate.
A flower rebate. You have to sweeten your offer. You have to do more to attract what you want. And so Thailand has to sweeten its offers. It has to give more incentives. And then this is an incredible statistic that we have here. Thailand Film Office estimates what?
It estimates that for every dollar of foreign film investment, every dollar that is spent by the production company generates $2.80 in economic activity, almost $3. So it goes on to say the government hopes that it will reach its goal of attracting 40 million tourists next year. Now imagine if each of those 40 million tourists spend just $1 in the country, that would generate almost $3 in economic activity. So that is an incredible ratio or rate of return on your investment.
Yes. So if the government puts in $100 million to attract the foreign films to come, they will have economic activity $280 million.
Yeah.
So this is a great investment.
This is
a great way to brand your country.
Yeah.
But there are definitely downsides. There's always cons. Nothing is always pro. There are some cons. What are some of these downsides?
Well, one of the downsides, which is always a downside in the tourism industry, is that if you make something too popular, if you succeed too well in attracting people to your attraction, to your site, to your country, whatever it may be, then there's the risk that the country will lose some of its attractiveness. It will become overrun with tourists and in the long term not attract as many tourists. The example given in the article, of course, is in 2000, a film called The Beach was shot on a tiny Thai island of Koh Phi Phi. Leonardo DiCaprio starred in this movie, The Beach, and after it came out and people started seeing it, as many as 8,000 tourists a day made the pilgrimage to the tiny islands of Koh Phi Phi. Pilgrimage, a word meaning to make a journey somewhere, but often with a real intention, a real, almost a spiritual desire to make this journey. We talk about people who travel for spiritual reasons, pilgrims. Pilgrims of this religion or that religion have been known to make trips to various holy sites throughout the world. And so in this case, the religion is the religion of, you know, movies or Leonardo DiCaprio movies. And 8,000 tourists a day at one point were making this pilgrimage to the islands of Koh Phi Phi, which resulted in crowded, you know, crowds and driving away marine life, underwater life, destroying coral reefs, destroying the very, attractiveness that had brought people to it in the first place. So that's always a risk with tourism in any situation.
Yeah, Peter, you make a really good point. With tourism, it's always very tricky because we want to attract people. But the problem is, if you're so successful, if you're very successful at this, you're going to attract an influx. Influx is just a sudden increase of people. You will have an influx of people, and you might not be able to support all these people. And then you also have to worry about environmental considerations. Perhaps there are just too many people and your environment. Like, how do you do this in a green way? How do we keep the environment still beautiful and clean and good for the locals who have to live there?
Right. There's an old Western expression, American expression, talking about a restaurant, a popular restaurant. You might hear someone say, oh, no one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Oh, it's too crowded. It means like we don't want to go there.
It's no longer special anymore.
Yes.
Because everyone knows about it now.
Yes.
And so it's no longer, you know, the statement is deliberately kind of paradoxical. No one goes there anymore. It's too crowded. But yeah, that's what can happen in the tourism industry if you are too successful.
Yeah. So sometimes I don't want to, back to that restaurant example, I don't want to tell my friends, too many friends that is, I don't want to tell them my secret favorite restaurants.
Right.
Because I don't want it to become so popular that I can't go there anymore.
But if not enough people know about it, the restaurant might not survive in the long run. So it's a balancing act.
It's a balancing act. Well said. So The Beach, the movie That Beach, was a lesson for Thailand, right? So now the tourism ministry, they have to be very careful when they're gauging what spots to promote, perhaps, because you want to make sure you don't have an over-tourism problem.
Right, right.
Because you need to keep the thing that makes your country special, special.
Exactly. And so it says they are mindful of this issue. Mindful meaning they are keeping it in mind. They are making sure that they don't lose sight of the fact that they have to strike that balance.
Yes. And on that note, a good question is, if this TV series is attracting so many foreign tourists, is it also attracting local tourists? Because local tourists is also another good source of tourists, like people from your own country.
Sure.
Are they wanting to come to Koh Samui because of the White Lotus? Well, let's read our second section and we will find out whether this TV series has also led more locals, more Thais, to want to go to Koh Samui.
A domestic tourism boom. While foreign visitors account for about two-thirds of tourism revenue in Thailand, excitement about the White Lotus is also growing among domestic tourists, thanks to the casting of Lalisa, Lisa Manaban, a Thai member of the K-pop group Blackpink. Even outside of the luxury resort's private infinity pools, two-person bathtubs, and 24-hour butler service, preparations for an expected tourism boom are underway. Kanakorn Lamlert and Patrick Mukarzel, owners of the Thai Tapas restaurant, said they began feeling logistical strains last year. When the local seafood market sold out, they had to drive 45 minutes for sea bass or shrimp. Hotel and food prices have risen, and the roads have become more prone to traffic jams, they said. However, the restaurant owners said they are planning a marketing campaign around the premiere of the season, which includes a scene outside their restaurant. One idea is a new dish made with lotus root, stir-fried mushroom, and slow-cooked beef. They will call it the White Lotus Beef Ribs.
So we have a lot of foreigners traveling to Thailand because of the White Lotus. How about domestic tourists? So domestic is just people, the locals, people from their own country. Let's talk about the domestic tourism spike.
Right. Well, it says foreign visitors account for about two-thirds of tourism revenue in Thailand. And so domestic tourists must account for the other third. And that's a large demographic there. A third of your tourism revenue coming from a specific group, in this case, domestic tourists. And they are motivated, they are incentivized, these domestic tourists, to visit the White Lotus location thanks to the casting of Lisa Manaban, a Thai member of the K-pop group Blackpink.
Yes, this is very interesting. So if you put a popular local entertainment personality into your TV show or film, then people who would never have watched your film start watching it because they are her fans. And we know Lisa is extremely popular. Blackpink, of course, a global phenomenon, especially among young teens, among the younger generation girls. There's a lot of fans. So because of Lisa being in the White Lotus, now a lot of Thais, they also want to go to Koh Samui and all these destinations that the film series was shot in.
Right. The power of celebrity is limitless.
Yes. And then let's talk about some of the nice things at the resort. So some of the nice things you will experience if you go to the Four Seasons?
Well, yes, you have private infinity pools. It's a nice three words together there, private infinity pool.
What is an infinity pool?
An infinity pool is a swimming pool, but built in such a way that it usually built right next to the sea or right next to some other large body of water in such a way that you don't see on one side of the pool, you don't see the end of the pool.
Yes.
It just blends right into the ocean behind it, or again, the large body of water if it's a particularly large lake, that it just seems like the pool goes on forever because it just blends into the background. So it's come to be called an infinity pool. And I've never been in one myself. I've seen pictures of them. They do look like fun, and I can see why they would call them infinity pools.
Yes.
But, you know, at the end of the day, there is a wall there. you can't just swim for infinity in this infinity pool.
Yes.
It's a luxury. You can see why it'd be something.
It's a luxury
because
you need a lot of space to have an infinity pool.
Right.
Like you need
an infinite
amount of space. It's actually quite expensive to build. And for some of us, perhaps the photos that we've seen are like the famous ones from like Singapore, right? Like the name of that building is, those three buildings all together and that hotel at the very top where they have a very, very famous infinity pool. But there are infinity pools in many luxury resorts these days. And then other amenities you have at this luxury resort include two-person bathtubs and 24-hour butler service.
Now that's the thing.
For most of us, well, of the past, like what are butlers?
Right. A butler is the main male servant of a house. For fans of Batman out there, think of Alfred. Alfred was Bruce Wayne, who is secretly Batman, his butler. Wayne was a very wealthy man, and Alfred was a male servant who ran Wayne's large house and even helped him out as Batman many times. A butler. And so at this hotel in Thailand, you have 24-hour butler service. So presumably that's divided up among two or more butlers. I don't imagine it's one poor butler who has to stay awake 24 yeah. hours. But yeah, any time of the day, you can get butler service. And so that must be pretty nice.
Yes. And then so they are preparing for a tourism boom. They believe that there's going to be a massive influx of tourists. And then, well, if there's going to be an influx, there's definitely going to be some challenges. So in the next part, we see that the owners, these Thai names are so hard to read.
Like, yes.
They are hard because a lot of times Thai names are very, very long.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of times you look at a list of names of, you know, people from all over the world, Thai names can be very, very long. They're not easy to pronounce, but I won't even try. The owners of the Thai Tapas restaurant, they started to feel logistical strains last year. So logistics, when we talk about logistics, we're just talking about how to get from A to B. So if it's logistical, it has having to do with logistics, how to move people or things or equipment from one place to another.
Right.
They started to have...
Exactly. The word, you hear it in film, too. Film is partly about shooting the story and setting the camera up with the actors, but part of it is just getting all the equipment to the location.
The logistics.
Getting food to the location to feed the actors and the crew. That's what's meant by logistics, kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes. But not just film. Even restaurants have to deal with logistics, right?
Right.
You have to deal with logistics.
Restaurants, armed forces
yes.
have to deal with logistics. Yeah, anyone who has to transport equipment and supplies from A to B, like you said,
yes.
that is the process of logistics.
Or like convenience stores. Like a lot of times late at night, you will see trucks outside convenience stores loading
exactly.
up things, loading up food and other items like drinks so that tomorrow, like the convenience store will have enough stuff to sell.
Right. Yeah.
There is a lot of logistics involved. So now they're having logistical strains. Logistical, when you add AL, it just makes it adjective. So logistical strains, there's a lot. When you have strain, I almost think like a physical strain.
Right.
If you strain your back, that means you kind of like pulled out your back and your back is feeling sore or you're in pain, right?
Right.
So that's strain. So they're feeling some logistical strains. And here they give an example.
Right. The local seafood market sold out one time, and the owners of the Thai Tapas restaurant had to drive 45 minutes for sea bass or shrimp. And this is going along with a general rise in hotel and food prices. And many hotel owners having to drive 45 minutes, perhaps, to get sea bass or shrimp, which means the roads are more prone to traffic jams. To be prone to something means to be liable, to be more likely to happen. I'm prone to accidents around the house. I just always seem to be knocking things over. Well, in Thailand, because of the economic boost from the film industry, Hollywood film industry, the roads have become more prone to traffic jams.
Yes, and the prices have also increased, right? Because it's a supply and demand problem.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough fish or you don't have enough whatever you're selling, then the prices will have to go up.
Yeah.
So the prices have gone up. However, even though this is happening, the restaurant owners, they still want to benefit from the travel boom.
Yeah, they still think there's more money to be made even amidst the rising prices and logistical challenges.
So there will be a premiere of the season coming out, right? Because there will be season 3, there will be season 4, there will be season 5. So they're planning a marketing campaign around the premiere of the season. So talk about premiere.
Right. The premiere, a French term, it just means first. And so in entertainment, in TV and movies, the premiere of something means the first episode of a new series, or in this case, the first episode of the new season of series, the premiere of the season, which would be season 3 in this case.
Yes. So if, friends, if you watch season 3 of The White Lotus, you watch the first episode, you watch the premiere of the season, you will see a scene outside the Thai Tapas restaurant.
Look for it, the Thai Tapas restaurant.
Yes. And now we'll have to look for it if we watch, because we've read this article.
Yeah.
And then they even have a new dish. And the new dish, it has a great name. What is the name of the new dish?
It's called the White Lotus Beef Ribs, made of lotus root, stir-fried mushroom, and slow-cooked beef.
This sounds really yummy. So friends, perhaps after reading this article, you want to watch The White Lotus, or perhaps you want to journey to Thailand. But it's really interesting. I think today we had another perspective into the travel industry, and also about the kind of advertising that countries have to do these days to get tourists to come. So in the old days, perhaps we just saw it maybe in the metro, in the subway, or maybe on buses, we will see big advertising posters that say, come to Thailand.
Right.
Or they usually have some kind of catchy slogan,
right,
you know, that
right.
rhymes. They have a rhyming slogan and beautiful photos of a country. Or perhaps on TV, you see these little ads that countries put, like beautiful Malaysia or inspiring India.
Sure,
they have
sure.
these short TV ads they used to air. But these days, countries are finding, if you want people to come to your country, a great way to do it is get yourself in a popular TV series or movie. And that way, you might get a tourism boom, just like the White Lotus did for Thailand.
Right, and that is the White Lotus effect.
The White Lotus effect. Friends, it's been interesting. This has been fun. We hope you enjoy this article, and we hope that you will come back very soon for another edition of Advanced. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Peter.
Exploring the world with you.
Bye-bye.